The lightning-caused broken snowshoe fire near McGrath has consumed more than 22,500 acres. The fire began on May 25th and is now threatening primary residences, cultural resources, and private property. The blaze is on Native Corporation land with high timber value. Dry fuels and almost no rain have made it a difficult fire to fight. 12 fire crews are working to save structures and have established anchor points on the fire's western flank. Public Information Officer Gary Linhausen is in McGrath.
We woke up this morning to light rainfall, and we only had 400 some an inch of rain, which doesn't really have a big effect on the fire. But what it does do for us is have a cooling effect on the fire and allows firefighters to get up close to the edge of the fire and work on containment lines. The last 2-3 days, most all of our firefighting resources have been committed to structure protection, trying to secure the cabins that are located along the Takotna and the Kuskokwim River.
He says efforts to save cabins have been successful, and efforts are moving to the perimeter of the fire in an attempt to contain it until cooler, wetter weather arrives on Monday. As of today, the village of Takotna and the community of McGrath are protected by rivers along the western and southern borders of the fire. 90% of the firefighting resources are concentrated on containing the western and southern flanks of the fire. Linhausen says at this time there is currently no danger the fire will jump either river.
If we had a day or two of hot, dry weather, say 80 degrees, and humidities around 20% or lower, and some wind, just about anything could happen. You know, if we don't have those kind of conditions, I would say, no, there's no chance of that happening. But if those conditions come to pass, then there's cause for worry.
Linhausen says on the positive side, fire suppression resources are ample right now because the broken snowshoe fire is about the largest one in the country at this time.